Americans eat almost 3 billion pounds of chocolate each year, which comes out to 11 pounds of cake and candy bar for every man, woman, and child. Is this because we Americans are a hungry people and chocolate is a good, healthful food to sustain our bodies? Well, on today's Moment of Science, we'll learn why eating chocolate might have more to do with our brains than with our stomachs. Chocolate is food, but it's also undeniably a mind-altering drug. Like many high-sugar, high-fat foods, chocolate can cause your brain to release opiates, pleasure-inducing chemicals similar to street drugs like heroin. Indeed, one research study found that chocoholics, binge eaters with a special taste for chocolate, had fewer cravings when they were given opiate-blocking drugs. In addition to the opiate high, chocolate contains theobromine, a chemical stimulant which is a close cousin to caffeine. There's also phenylethylamine, an amphetamine-like brain chemical that might be related to the feeling of falling in love. Love and chocolate seem to go well together. Just ask a clerk in a candy store on Valentine's Day. That phenylethylamine might be the reason why. As if these mind-altering chemicals weren't enough, chocolate also contains a cannabinoid, the same type of drug as cannabis in marijuana. This produces feelings of euphoria and well-being. Chocolate also has chemicals that hinder the breakdown of your brain's own cannabinoids, so your natural feelings of well-being might last longer with a chocolate bar than without. Chocolate feels good to our mouths and stomachs, it's true, but it probably feels better to our brains. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Marty Crouch. I'm Yael Cassander.